Coast Radio News for Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. I'm George Henry. Last night, Florence City Council meeting was dedicated to a public hearing over the potential annexation of property in the northern Florence urban growth boundary. There was an extensive review of the proposal by Wendy Farley Campbell with the Planning Department, followed by comments from the developer and from opponents of the annexation. One of the key opposition points was the potential annexation of individuals along Oceana Drive, where the proposal would require the need to run city sewer. While the city's policy is to not force annexation on property owners, according to Zach Mitke with Idlewood Owners LLC, the potential becomes very real based on requirements from the Oregon DEQ.
Any party that has a septic system can no longer repair their septic system. They have to connect to that line because it is legally and physically available to their property.
Forced annexation has been the main topic in opposing the annexation of the 48.82-acre parcel. In addition, concerns were brought up over the potential for flooding in the area. The city council had planned on an extended meeting on the issue following into tonight, but due to the limited response, they were able to conclude their meeting last night. The next step towards approving or disapproving the annexation will come at the city council's next meeting on February 22nd. After a couple of days of website maintenance, the Lane County Public Health and Oregon Health Authority's COVID-19 pages are back up. Lane County continues to show a lesser number of cases, with yesterday's report being 53 new cases. There have also been no new cases for the 97439 zip code in recent days. There are currently still 16 individuals hospitalized due to the coronavirus in the county. Statewide cases were up a bit with 964 cases, with Multnomah, Marion, and Washington being the biggest contributors. The state is also seeing a small but steady increase in vaccine supply. As of yesterday, the state has received over 665,000 doses and have administered more than 438,000 doses. One note on current cases, the 964 new cases is a result of a two-day reporting from January 30th and 31st due to the website maintenance. Hammond West, who was reported missing by Lane County Sheriff's Office, has been located safe and sound in Florence. West was reported missing by a caregiver on January 31st after he failed to return to his home on Dilly Lane in Eugene from a walk to the market on Highway 58. He was given a ride by a member of the Florence community and was dropped off in the parking lot of Three Rivers Casino in Florence around 7:30 p.m. Sunday night. Lane County Sheriff's Office issued an update yesterday afternoon saying that community members had spotted Mr. West. This Saturday, the Florence Emergency Cold Weather Shelter Group will be having a ribbon cutting to celebrate the conclusion of construction at the shelter site on Highway 101 across from the Sand Ranch. There will be an opportunity for individuals to tour the facility. The event will begin at 1 p.m. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021.